Yeah, I am Dr. Rastogi, and I am doing dictation for just on the top, just put Comprehensive Counseling Incorporation. This is a discharge summary. Patient name is Weeden, W-E-E-D-E-N, David, D-A-V-I-D. Number is 9011-63790. Date of birth is 9/8/1979. Date of admission was 5/21/2024. Date of initial evaluation is 5/23/2024. Date of discharge is 05/31/2024. Identification data. Mr. David is 44-year-old single Caucasian male living with his mother, one brother. He is father of 17-year-old son. He has history of multiple psychiatric admission. Reason for admission, he was admitted on court order petition by his mother due to psychotic behavior. History of present illness. David was preoccupied to go home. He described that he can stay only for 3 days because he is voluntary admission, does not want to stay more than 5 days. Patient was reassured about his care and treatment. He denies any hallucinations, paranoid thoughts, but described he has a chronic fatigue syndrome for which he need help. He was buying Adderall on the street to feel better. Next para, past psychiatric history, positive for several psychiatric admission, but never compliance with the treatment. He was going to New Oakland. Social history, he is described that he has a smoking marijuana and also taking Adderall. His UDS was positive for marijuana, amphetamine. Past medical history is unremarkable. Personal history, he completed high school, never worked, and on disability for many years. His lab profile shows UDS positive for marijuana and amphetamine. His CVC defensive profile was normal. He refused other blood tests, including metabolic profile. Legal history is unremarkable. Unmented hospital course, patient was admitted. During the course of hospitalization, he was given Invega Sustenna, 156 milligram intramuscularly as per request. He described that this medication was helping, but is having chronic fatigue. He was tired. He was isolated and withdrawn. He was tried on Wellbutrin SR, 150 milligram daily. Also on Jypraxia, 15 milligram at bedtime as a mood stabilizer to control his mood swings and also to help in depression and fatigue. He described he gradually showing improvement. He was limited participating in the activities. Case was discussed with the team. Patient during the course of one-to-one therapy was provided education about the medication, understand his ongoing issues and the problem. He also described when he was young, he was having problem focus distraction and stimulant was effective. Therefore, Ritalin lower doses were started up to 10 milligram daily, to which patient has responded fairly well. He was having no problem with the Jypraxia gyrus, 15 milligram at bedtime. I was discussing during my therapy, his education of the medications also encouraged metabolic changes. Patient was not willing to take the test. He came here for chronic fatigue, and he does not need to be need not have to do too many medication. His mental status at the time of discharge, he was alert, oriented, 6'3" in height, 155 pounds in weight. His grooming hygiene was good. His mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, his speech was clear, his attention span was fair, immediate memory fair, recall was fair. He denies any auditory or visual hallucinations or any positive feeling. He feels quite happy and claim that energy has been, he gained the energy. He denies any involuntary tremors. There was no akathisia, dystonia, tremors. Period. He can name objects, he can follow commands, his calculation ability was fair, attention span was fair, he was appears to be of average intelligence, and his claim that he is going to follow out the treatment, period. Discharge planning, patient was discharged home with 4 weeks supply of the medication that include Zyprexa/Zydis 50 mg at bedtime, Wellbutrin SR 150 mg daily, and also Ritalin 5 mg twice a day. Patient was explained risk, benefit, side effect. Consent was obtained. Patient was willing to go for outpatient treatment. Social worker has made an appointment to First North Community Mental Health. And he has an appointment on Monday, the 3rd, at 1:15 p.m. Patient was discharged in a stable state. End of dictation. Can you put at the bottom, Dr. Rastogi, S. Rastogi, M.D. Thank you very much.